You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Was on this date in 1972, San Antonio's mayor declared it Cheech and Chong Day.
Man, that's wild.
After he found out that the Cheech and Chong were playing a free show to the winners of a local high school voter registration contest.
Yeah, they've always been
so
there.
Cheech and Chong going to the high school.
Yeah.
The mayor says it's Cheech and Chong Day.
Yeah, I'm familiar with people that were in high school in the 70s, and Cheech and Chong were huge among high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
Huge through the 70s. Everybody had their albums. Everybody loved Cheech and Chong.
I wasn't even a pothead in high school, and
neither
I liked
was
Cheech and Chong.
I loved Cheech. I had all their albums. And, you know, when I first met those guys, actually, we met Chong a bunch of times, not Cheech. And that was one of the more, I was a little starstruck with Chong.
Yeah, we've never met Cheech. We've talked to him on the phone.
Because we were kids.
Several times.
We fell in love with Cheech and Chong.
Met Tommy Chong a couple times.
Yeah. I even had a Cheech and Chong Greatest Hits CD in high school.
There you go.
You know, I mean, that defies generations, you know.
Yeah, your mom hooked you up with that because she loved, you know, Cheech and Chong, too.
We left it.
We left it.
Craig in the upper right-hand corner and Pin.
Well, we got together. Yeah, you know, maybe we should get her a little something.
You mean more than we normally
We'll get her the Cheech and Chong Greatest Hits. Yeah. She didn't care for it. Gave it to her kid.
Yeah. Her kid. That's what we used to call him. Now we know. Look at it. Look what happened. Hired that kid.
Went from giving him juice boxes to a paycheck.
Well, I ran across an article, and I guess I'd seen this before, but I had forgotten that apparently there is a...
Don't smoke pot!
Keanu Reeves apparently has lived for centuries in various guises.
Whoa.
According to Keanu?
No, according to a website.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
So,
some internet rabbit hole says Keanu's 150 years old.
Well, if you look at different pictures,
Whoa. It
looks like him in different
guises. I've seen those, though.
Yeah.
They'll find Civil War photos of people that look like you.
And the theory believes that one of Keanu's confirmed identities was actually Charlemagne back in the day in 742 A.D.
There's only so many configurations of a face. So, yes, you could find somebody that looks like you from the past.
Well, they've got Charlemagne. They've got Charlemagne's kid.
Yeah, but they never choose some schmuck.
They've got
Todd. They actually
could.
They could take your schmuck face or my schmuck face and just say he's famous and go back and find people who look like you.
Yeah, but
they're all human.
Not only that, from back in the day, there's not many pictures of just some schmuck.
Sure.
You know who that is now.
But whenever anybody has these past live discussions, they're always somebody famous.
No, but this
is
not,
but this is different. This is he's been alive the whole time. He's just moving from body to body.
Yeah, he's a Highlander.
But the face stays the same. I've seen this. I've seen...
Similar facial features between him and a 19th century medical doctor are even more vivid.
I saw one with Nicolas Cage. They have a Nicolas Cage photo from like recently, you know, the past 20 years. And there was a photo of a Civil War soldier that looked like Nicolas Cage. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're pretty cool when they
do
that.
It is eerie.
It is. I'd like to see, like I said, they could find, if you had the research possibilities, they could take your face, Craig, and find out, and find a guy that looked like you back in the day. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, they've got that app thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm not interested in.
Wouldn't be cool for the guy that looked like you. That's kind of a burden.
So this 19th century medical doctor that Keanu looks like, He was famous on the stage and in silent films before he died in 1922, but the theory goes that he didn't die and used his position in the medical community to hide his death. His body was never found, adding more fuel to the fire that he never died and lives on as Keanu Reeves. The actor also resembles a portrait of an unknown man, a schmuck, from 1530.
A schmuck.
As Todd said.
Bringing back the word schmuck. I like that. By the way, has Bill and Ted 3 on video yet?
On demand? It's near the end of the month.
And then people are also saying that Keanu does not seem to age as the years go by.
And they're shooting John Wick 4 and 5 back-to-back.
Yes.
Are they?
It's unbelievable. Now they can find more ways to kill people.
Keanu has also said, and, you know, this adds fuel to the fire, money's the last thing I think about. I could live on what I already have made for the next few centuries.
Well, yeah.
See, he's admitting it.
Yeah, he's admitting it. Exactly.
He's admitting he has a pile of money. I love that. Throw fuel on that fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is the plot from a movie I just watched on Netflix, a new one with Charlize Theron.
What's it called?
It's called The Old Guard.
Oh, like, is that good?
It's
old superheroes, right?
Yeah, they're like mercenaries who don't die and have lived for hundreds of years.
All right. I saw the preview
and
of that.
Pop up in parts of history along the way. It's bloody and violent and pretty fun.
Okay.
Even those timelines, that guy's never like a farmhand for 40
exactly,
years.
Exactly. That's what the thing about when people claim reincarnation. It's always somebody. I was an empress. I was this. Nobody ever was. Yeah. One of my lives, I was, I worked at a coal mine for 40 years and died.
Yeah. I'd be like, I was living paycheck to paycheck in the 1400s. Still great. This doesn't ever end.
It's never that. You look it up, you were a king at one point, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're not.
Right. Nobody was just a regular guy.
No.
Nobody's a regular guy.
But this is not reincarnation. This is not the spirit of Keanu Reeves. This is actually Keanu Reeves.
They think it's him.
Right. He's been alive for 600 years.
Right. Yeah, I've been alive,
At least. Well, no, thousands. Because, you know, Charlemagne's 700.
Okay.
But you would think if that were the case, you wouldn't want to get famous. Because then people would...
They'll find you out.
Yeah. Would find you out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. The whole part of their thing is staying anonymous and not being recognized.
Ran across an article at BuzzFeed, and one of the things in it, and it's you know, talking about how people giving examples of how they or someone they know got busted cheating. And,
sexually. Okay.
Right. Yeah, not at a test.
Done them both.
Right. Yeah, I would. Yeah. And how do you measure success on that one?
What do you mean?
Measure success at cheating.
Yeah,
I mean, there's the long term.
You always fail. Yeah. Not necessarily, I guess.
Yeah. Right. This is success measured.
Sometimes you get out unscathed.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
That you got away with it. Right. Is that success?
Or you're getting out of the relationship that you don't want to be in or whatever. Anyway. Not the point, but one of the things that I saw on this list of way people got busted cheating was the wife said that her husband was going to play soccer a lot, and she suspected him a little bit, so she kind of, sewed the socks together a little bit. Just enough. I'd make it easy to pull apart, but, just so she'd know if they'd been moved.
Threw him in his gym bag with his socks, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where he was going, he was barefoot, right?
Came home, socks still the same after playing, the soccer with the boys.
That's like the tackle box note, man.
Yep. Yeah. The old note in the tackle box.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Always check the tackle box.
What was it?
And
first of all, we all know guys, will say, will deny. What do you say? Well, I played barefoot.
Yeah, well, I don't wear those socks.
I don't wear those. I wear my borrowed gym socks. Gym and J-I-M.
Call him.
J-I-M.
Call him and ask.
Yeah. He'll defend me.
Yeah, he will.
Whatever Tyler said happened.
Whatever. You text him real quick.
Yeah.
Say, I wore your socks today. What? Okay.
Or does he just give it up? You caught me.
I bought you a present, and I don't want you to know I was going to buy you a present. Where's the present? I got to go get it.
I left it in this girl's bed. Oh, oops.
Here's your trolling motor.
That's right. Yeah. Here's your trolling motor.
Here.
Ladies, have you done that? Have you done something sinister like that? Although your husband is obviously doing something sinister to begin with, but have you done something?
Well, have you done something like that and then the husband wasn't doing anything wrong?
And he called you and said, why the hell did you sew my socks together, dumbass?
Something like that.
This is the last straw.
This is why you do your own laundry.
Another guy said his wife got busted because his buddy works at a hotel and called him to say that his wife had just checked in with another guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's a tough call you have to make. You have to do it because you're buds. Man, you don't want to do
that. She didn't know his buddy worked at that hotel?
Probably not.
Wow, that was dumb luck.
Yeah, obviously not. And do you make that call?
I think you have to.
If it's his wife,
if he's your best buddy and maybe you're not real tight with her.
Yeah, you don't make the call to her if he shows up with someone.
No.
But
no,
you make the call to him if she shows up with someone.
Well, I guess it depends upon where your alliance is.
Right.
Well, let's say it's your best bud.
And this is your buddy.
It's your best bud. It just happens to be his wife.
Yeah.
But then you still have to say it out loud.
I know.
And that would be tough.
And you probably should get evidence, like snap a quick picture or something.
Or go up and listen through the door, hear him humping. Right. That's what I would do.
Does this sound like your wife?
Yeah, well, I would do that if I worked at a hotel, regardless.
Good point. I would just go into the room right next to it. Yeah, I would.
Todd, roaming the halls isn't in your job description. No.
Why you always go into the room next to people checking in? Just making sure it's clean.
It's not.
It's not now.
Other ways that people got busted, you know, the usual... hiding videos on the computer or, iPad synced to the phone and stuff like that.
When they put me up in a motel when I first moved to Pennsylvania, there was a couple next door every day at noon. And they had to be cheating because why the hell else would they get together at a motel?
And every day you tugged at noon too, right?
Well, I would hold a glass up against the, and I'd hear the noises.
Naked.
And it was all kind of erotic until one day I saw them.
You saw them, right? Yeah.
And, the visual ruined it all.
Dance, you fat bitch.
That guy keeps checking in here. He's rude.
Well, maybe they both just got new jobs and were being put up in the same hotel.
That could have been. Yeah. Might have
been maybe they weren't cheating.
One of the other stories is...
That's true.
No, they were totally cheating.
No, this was totally a cheating motel. They were going to put me up in a place nice.
One of the other stories here is that the wife did not smoke weed. The husband did, and he asked her to bring the weed over here, would you please? And she found a note from the nanny.
Oh. Was she banging the nanny?
In the weed?
Yeah.
Banging the nanny.
Yeah. Well, the nanny figured he was the only one that got the weed.
Okay.
Because the wife didn't smoke, and she knew that.
She figured that's a safe place to put a note.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Getting a little more reaction to the
we didn't.
Virginity Rocks t-shirt.
Yep.
Brandon seems to think that shirt will get you laid in college. Chicks will see you as a challenge.
Oh, no, no, no.
As we mentioned.
First of all, you're lying. If you actually are a virgin, you're wearing that not to get laid. You're just wearing that because you're proud you're a virgin. If you're wearing that ironically, then everybody's going to see right through that. Of course you're not a virgin. You know?
That's why we need one.
Yeah. And then
obviously...
Any mail here that...
looking at us.
I can't go into the great detail that he describes, but, you know, it's the old technical virgin stuff where it's everywhere else.
Well, like I said, butt stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's mostly a religious Catholic thing, butt stuff, Earl stuff.
Yeah. And then it's still sex,
this
by
guy
the way.
Takes,
it's still sex.
Yeah, this guy takes the definition even a little bit further because a chick thought she was a virgin because of certain circumstances, which I cannot describe.
No.
And she was wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was wrong.
She was very wrong.
Yeah, I guess my question is, after she figured out what was right, did she then just carry on and say, fine.
Okay. I guess I have to update my status.
Yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
And can you wear a shirt?
Oh, hold it. When she found out that was wrong, here's what she yelled.
Three holes, no waiting.
Can you wear a Virginity Rocks t-shirt when you haven't actually experienced sex?
Yeah, that's why you're a virgin.
Right, you don't have that perspective.
Well, it's a religious thing, Todd. People are wearing virginity shirts because...
Because no, having been on both sides, and we all have...
It doesn't rock.
Sex rocks.
Oh, yeah. Sex rocks completely compared to virginity. It's not... Yeah. There's not even a...
No.
There's not even a choice.
It's not even close.
No, it's not.
Sex in a runaway.
There's a reason it's one of those moments in your life you never, never forget. Right. It's kind of a big deal.
Sex.
Yeah. Yeah, who doesn't remember their first one?
I'm sure some people don't.
Yeah, a lot of
some
times.
People
yeah,
are drunk.
I mean, a lot of times the first one isn't as good as the second one. So the first one's there. It's like a mishmash of crap. And then the second one was like, oh, I know what I'm doing.
Well,
a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh,
no, I don't. I know what I'm doing, but I'm actually, you know, everything's actually, I'm doing it. You know?
Now I got this.
Right. I can't give you the exact time and date. I could give you an approximate on that.
You know your son's birthday.
But, no, that wasn't it. I could give you the location.
Well, the one you don't talk to, that son.
I still remember her name.
All right.
Oh. This is the woman who took mine.
It was December 1963, right? Yeah.
Well, did she ever have to, did she ever have to say, of course, he was a virgin. You got to quit calling me, dude.
Right, yeah.
Hey, you know,
he goes, hello.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Oh, that was a one-time deal.
Yeah, dude,
not gonna be doing that again.
Speech camp ain't happening again.
You know, I think after that happened, I was filled with confidence.
Your wife?
Oh, is she really?
And then I moved on.
Oh, okay.
Does she want to go in the air? Or she some person?
Apparently, apparently, we got some more info here.
Okay.
Okay. Morning. Hey.
What are you talking? What are you talking about?
Well,
before you be careful.
Ryder's in the car.
Oh.
Ryder's in the car with me, and he said the virginity rock shirt is not a religious thing. It's some YouTuber's merchandise.
Oh, okay. But is the YouTuber a virgin?
Is the YouTuber a virgin, right? Or is it a joke? Yeah, he said probably not. I don't know.
Oh, but it's a YouTuber. Okay, well, once again, we don't know much about that. That's what the kids know.
Well, all he's right. Obviously he's found a niche.
Well, but yeah, I don't think this guy. I have no idea. I'm not going to talk about the person I saw it on because that's not the point. The point is, is it ironic or does it mean virginity rocks? Does he know? Does Ryder know that?
Do you know? Is it like an ironic thing or does it really mean virginity rocks?
It's ironic to him. I guarantee you have to explain.
Oh, what
do you say?
Oh, I don't know. He thinks it means it. I don't know.
I think it means it.
But anyways, but that's where it's from.
It's a YouTuber. Okay.
YouTubers. All right. His merchandise, I guess. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Thanks, hon. Okay. Love you. See you.
I like it better when she calls up to bust you about stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to know what it was about, but I didn't really say anything bad. And, I didn't meet her till I was 36. So, mine had been popped.
And Ryder didn't want to call you and tell you that. He didn't want to be on the air.
No.
But he provided us the information.
So you check out the YouTuber. I guarantee that YouTuber is probably a virgin. I don't think it didn't seem like an ironic T-shirt. Bush will look it up. These kids and their YouTube.
Yeah, some more just saying it's bait.
I think you're lame.
A guy wears that shirt.
If you need to do that to get laid, man.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a great number of women out there.
I don't think a lot of women want. They don't want a guy that knows what he's doing.
I don't think so either.
They don't want a guy that doesn't know what he's doing.
But if you're a woman who likes to chase after virgins, I will take that call.
Yeah, you're not.
All right, I haven't read too much into this, but at the New York Times, they did an article on this gentleman, Danny Duncan.
Got it.
Okay.
A 27-year-old YouTube personality and prankster who said he started wearing virginity rocks in his video shirts in his videos as something of a joke in 2017. He said that his use of the phrase was tongue-in-cheek and that most people wore it humorously, but he added, he's proud to have seen it catch on with young people who champion abstinence.
So he sold T-shirts to both.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, you would virgins, because,
yeah, sure. You are. You sell it. I mean, I'm just saying that it ended up being both sides of the aisle buying that.
Apparently,
people
were
ironically joking about it, like us wearing it. and somebody's actually a virgin.
That is brilliant.
Yep.
Yes, he.
So he's not a virgin.
Obviously. Not at all.
No.
And when I say not at all, it's not like there's degrees.
Yeah.
Is there a masturbation rocks T-shirt?
I might wear that one.
That just goes without saying.
I think I'd wear that shirt. Masturbation rocks.
I'll give credit to Mike on the email for that one.
Thank you, Mike. That's perfect.
3.5 million subscribers on his YouTube prank videos.
Yep, that's what the kids watch. They love the YouTube.
I bet they're all funny.
Yeah. Now, if you have 3.5 million followers on YouTube, what does that translate into, as far as a
these guys are
compensation?
They're making
nice compensation.
Yeah,
they're making
probably a decent bit.
They're making money.
Between sponsors who want you to put their stuff in your videos and then the ad money you get from the videos being on YouTube, it's probably not bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
Masturbation's rock.
TV, radio, they rely on ratings.
Hymen rocks.
And that's how they
generate income is ratings.
He says 92% of his audience is male.
So they think it's a joke, most of them.
Yeah.
That's why they're wearing it.
A good half of them.
It's obviously that's
probably. Unless they think they're in some sort of club.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in the virginity
worst
club.
Worst club right. ever.
Does he sell a bunch to Utah?
I don't know that.
I don't know what the
I
most.
Didn't get that far in the New York Times.
Most
article.
Virgins per
back,
capita.
I think the back of the shirt to say butt stuffs is okay.
Now, in Oregon, health officials there are excluding minorities from a local mask order due to concerns of racial profiling. They made the announcement after some were worried it would lead to harassment. Their order also exempts kids under the age of 12 from wearing a mask.
Like, they see a black guy with a mask on and think you're going to rob it?
Well, they don't that have bit? To wear a mask if they don't want to.
Yeah. They immediately think he's going to rob a train?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Because I'm afraid when I go to Wyoming, if I wear a mask and a cowboy hat, they'll take me for a train robber.
Are you going to Wyoming? Are you going to Montana, right? Where are you going?
Wyoming.
Okay.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
No.
Okay, then you're good.
Buy a cowboy
I
hat.
I do not rock the cowboy hat.
No Aww, one does.
That's too bad.
No, some people do.
You should in Wyoming. What the hell?
Right, if you
Nobody
want.
Nobody knows who you are out there. Just go out and wear a damn cowboy hat. We all watch Tombstone. Not Tombstone. Jesus. Yellowstone.
Yes.
I'd love to be able to wear a cowboy hat someplace that nobody knows me. That way, Dave, we just say, that's a dude in a cowboy hat.
Costner can pull it off.
Yes.
You ain't Costner.
No, Cole you Hauser. Got long hair and a beard. You can pull off the cowboy.
Cole Hauser pulls off the cowboy hat. Anybody who auditioned for a role in Yellowstone had to rock the cowboy hat.
Oh, hell yeah.
But here's the thing, though. You also have to have the rest of the outfit.
Yeah.
You can't wear the yoga pants and T-shirt with
no,
the
no,
cowboy.
No.
Absolutely
There's a whole
not.
Wardrobe that goes along with yeah. it.
And your chain wallet and your Batman belt with right. your yoga pants and a cowboy right. hat.
Hey, no. wait, that's just getting sexier.
Yeah.
Y'all need to stop that.
We're stopping.
Yeah. Virginia rocks on his ass.
Thank goodness we're going to break here.
I'm just saying it's a big investment money-wise. If you want to go with the cowboy hat, you got to have the whole rest of the
yeah,
garb.
The leather vest, the chaps, you got to have the whole deal.
Yeah.
I got
boots,
the chaps.
Giant buckle.
I got the assless chaps.
Yes, you do.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.